Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We have the first of a two-program report today getting caught up with UAV, unmanned aerial vehicle research underway in UK Biosystems and Ag Engineering. Assistant Professor Michael Sama says FAA is still working on rules and protocol for these systems, putting them in a bit of a holding pattern.
That's right, yeah. We're trying to be careful to make sure that we don't violate any rules that they've set forth. And that stuff tends to change as time goes on. They're supposed to have kind of some sweeping regulations that are going to come up and really set the playing field for everyone. But for now, we're kind of just waiting and seeing what happens.
You may recall we did a report on this topic with Sama from the National Farm Machinery Show this past winter.
Since last time we spoke, we actually purchased a couple different types of UAVs. We're using a fixed-wing plane to do some wildlife conservation. We also purchased a rotorcraft. It's a quadcopter. And it's got a couple different types of camera systems on there. And so it uses a video camera and it uses a multispectral camera.
Biosystems and Ag Engineering is a part of a larger UK consortium involving several fields of study. Sama says they're applying UAVs to earlier ag research and expanding from there.
I think we're going to pick off the smaller, easier things at first for sure. We've already got some ongoing research. There's a professor out of Plant Soil Science, Chad Lee, doing some plant population and nitrogen management. So they're actually using ground-based sensors to assess these parameters. And we're going to tie into that and see if we can figure out the same things from the air.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit MidAmerica, we know that borrowing to build your dream home isn't always as easy as it should be. With a Farm Credit construction loan, you can build your home, then live in it, all with the same loan. To learn more about how Farm Credit can simplify your rural home construction, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
FAA is supposed to release UAV flying guidelines next year. UK's Michael Sama says in the meantime, they're still able to take some steps forward with their work.
The way we're handling it right now, actually, is we have AMA-certified pilots that fly through hobbyist rules, and so we usually hand over our stuff to somebody else that actually has a license to fly and that application. So there are certain criteria that allow you to fly. We're just not certain in terms of when we can fly in a research application. So that's kind of what we're waiting on.
Some of you with good memories may recall stories we did over 10 years ago with Tim Stombaugh experimenting with digital cameras on model airplanes. Sama says they'll continue to build on that kind of work.
We've worked with a lot of these technology probably for 10 years now. Same cameras we were using 10 years ago on balloons and fixed-wing airplanes. The nice thing is they've gotten a lot smaller and faster, so they're easier to work with than they used to be in the past. But the basic technology behind these imaging systems has been around for quite a bit.
We'll have a follow-up report next week. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.